Welcome everybody. Shir number 1262. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our new malacha, of Ma'amer. Okay, so till now we've been learning the halachas. We've been learning the malacha of Choyresh plowing. Basically, we pretty much finished it. There are a few more, could be some more cases coming up here and there as we go down the line. Like we always say, if cases come up later on, we try and go back to them, even though we might be in another malacha. But the basic concepts and many of the examples we did go through. If it's possible down the road, maybe we'll talk a little bit about bicycles and these type of things. How that works. In general, the place can say better than that. One should not be riding bicycles, but we'll get into it for smaller children, how that works. Maybe. I just want to explain one thing. Now, we are coming a little bit towards, in not near future, but a little bit ways down the road, we're towards definitely the second half and a little bit towards the end of the Lamentes Malachis. This is roughly Malacha number 26, if I remember offhand, out of 39. And many of the upcoming Malachas that we'll be talking about are small and will not take too much time. There's one called Haitzah Carrying, which will take a little bit of time. But many of the remaining Malachas are fairly small and will go pretty fast. Now, after that, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, there's a lot to cover. I just want to, make everybody aware of where we're going from here, and what the schedule is, quite a bit down the road. We have to cover all of Muksa. We did not learn Muksa at all. The halachas of Muksa, which is we could all understand a long, long journey. All the halachas of Muksa and the ins and outs and how Muksa applies on Shabbos and what are the halachas of Muksa. Which is a very, very popular subject everybody's always asking about and extremely negei lemaisa, obviously, on every single Shabbos. We also have to learn, we have to go through Amir La'akam, all the halachas of, in general, what you could tell a guy to do, what you can't tell a guy to do, and what could a guy do for us, or what can't he do? Can't a guy do for us? Now, along the way, as we go through the Lamentes Malachas, as we've all been hearing in all the Shiurim, we have been quoting bits and pieces here and there of Amir La'akam, of the halachas of a guy. But we want to go through it like a full subject, as they say, with the halachas, what are the guidelines, what are the different categories, and how do we work it? So that's another thing we also have to go through. A very large subject, which is the halachas of refuah, which is obviously medication. If somebody has to take whatever it is, medicine, pills, and anything. If somebody needs putting on various different things that entail healing, right? How to work with it. What's the problem? What could you do? What can't you do when it comes to healing the body? The halachas of refuah. There's also hachana, the halachas of hachana, preparing for after Shabbos, which we did not really get into. We touched upon it little bits here and there, preparing. If I do something on Shabbos, and it's for during the week, what's the story? When could I? When can't I? What is considered hachana? What do we do? How does that work? The halachas of preparation. Let's give an example. I want to take out a frozen milk bottle, right, that I might need Motzei Shabbos. Is that a problem? I'm just giving you an example. Many, many different halachas, many, many different examples which come up in the halachas of hachana, preparations for the week. Okay, and there's others also. We're not going to get into everything right now. I'm just, everybody should be aware of the schedule as we go down the road. And Bezras Hashem, once we finish the Lamentes Malachas, we'll start working on all the other items that pertain, and all the other halachas that pertain to Shabbos. Okay, so now Bezras Hashem, I want to start the next malacha, and that's the malacha of Ma'amer. Now, basically, the word Ma'amer, the malacha Ma'amer, is basically the translation is gathering, basically. What does it mean, gathering? What am I not allowed to gather? As we know, if it's one of the Lamentes Malachas, there's something I'm not allowed to do. So if you'll tell me Ma'amer means gathering, what can't I gather? I can't gather my clothing. I can't gather silverware. I know I'm not allowed to separate silverware in certain instances, but what about gathering it together? When does it apply? What is it all about? So we're going to get into the Malacha. of Amr gathering, and we'll see that it mostly applies to the items outside, but every so often there are items, there are questions which come up that are indoors also. And we'll see what exactly that applies to. But it's something, Ma'amer is a malacha that's not so well known. I mean, obviously, it's not like bishul or borer, right? Obviously, cooking or separating items, that's goes without saying. And Ma'amer is not so well known. It's a little bit, if you want to call it, on the back burner, where some people, you know, don't learn it too much. Because of the fact, you do have many other malachas which are, which do come up more on a weekly basis. Like we said, you know, bishul, barer, melabein, laundering, all these various different type of things. Okay, so just to begin, we always do, we try and start with the Sefer Lamentes Malachas, as he does so beautiful on page 305, and for the malacha of Ma'amer. He says, what is this Ma'amer? What is it all about? What is the Isser? What is the malacha? He says like this, after reaping, right, we spoke about the reaping part and the uprooting and sowing and the cut stalks of produce. They cut the stalks and so on. Now they had the cut stalks of the produce and they're lying all over the place, right? So they had to be gathered together. They had to be gathered together to be brought later on the threshing grounds and so on, to the threshing grounds. According to some commentaries, these stalks of produce were gathered and tied into bundles. Okay, so according to some, this is the problem of Ma'amer. This is the process. This process was called Ma'amer, just gathering it together, tying it together. Now, we're going to see, you know, how that pertains to us. Now, he goes further to say that others want to say that Lamaisa was, they had to gather together the various different type of herbs that were grown, you know, for the colors, for the coloring of the curtains and so on. But be it as it may, bottom line is there were very, obviously we understand there were various different type of things grown, that had to be cut and then they had to be gathered together, whether it's tying it, not tying it, whatever the case is. But the bottom line is this gathering process of the produce or the items that were grown for the Mishkan purposes, the gathering together part of it was one of the Lamates Malachas, which we call Ma'amer. Okay, so just to finish off, this Ma'amer, this gathering would apply to anything that grows from the ground, right? You have fruits, a person goes outside and there's some apples that fell down off the tree, whatever the case is. Now, first of all, we have to understand if it fell down on Shabbos, it's Muksa. Anything that fell off a tree in general, fruits or whatever the case is, it's all muksa. But now, putting that aside for a minute, a person's going to go, well, there's some apples around the tree. I'll take the apples. Maybe they fell off before Shabbos. I don't know. You know, let's say they did fall off before Shabbos. But then what I want to do now is just gather together the apples, right? So, and I'm going to eat them. I need these apples to eat. So that is taka a problem. So he brings that down. On page 305, I'm just giving you an example. Again, we'll see there's a lot of other examples, a lot of other cases that come up where the Malacha Ma'amer applies. So it brings it down. Ma'amer is collecting or combining of scattered fruits, for example. Produce, fruits, anything that grows, or any other substance that grows from the ground. He goes further just to finish off. During the harvesting, the produce must be gathered and brought to the threshing grounds, obviously. Even collecting just two fruits, he brings down, okay? Even collecting just two fruits, even if the two different varieties, right? I have an apple maybe and an orange, but just collecting even just two fruits is the Malacha Ma'amer. You have to be very careful with that. Consolidating what was already been gathered, compacting a mound of dates, for example, into a solid mass is also the Malacha of Ma'amer, right? Person takes a whole bunch of dates, could be, and putting it into one mass, sticking it together, something along those lines, also the Malacha Ma'amer. That could be done indoors, right? The person collected it before or whatever. So, okay, these are all there, just giving some examples so we have an understanding, right? Many of the Malachas that we spoke about, people understand right away. Well, I'm, cutting kaitzer, I'm cutting the items from the ground, I understand what that's all about. Or the Malacha of growing, making items grow. Okay, I understand growing, but what's Ma'amer? What do you mean by gathering? So these are just some of the examples which we'll talk about, and how they apply and how they work, of course, and we'll go through all the various different practical applications that could come up on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Brocha Kol Tov.